Constitution Minute. Trump vs. United States, Presidential Immunity Explained. What happened? On July 1, 2024, the Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling in Trump vs. United States. The court decided that a former president is entitled to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions taken within the scope of their official duties while in office. This means that former presidents cannot be prosecuted for actions that fall within their constitutional authority during their tenure. However, this immunity does not extend to actions outside their official capacity. Why should this matter to you? This ruling has significant implications for how we understand the balance of power and accountability in the U.S. government. Here's why it matters to every citizen. 1. Executive power and immunity. The ruling reinforces the idea that the president, while in office, needs certain protections to perform their duties without constant fear of legal retribution. This immunity ensures that the executive branch can function effectively and independently, which is crucial for stable governance. 2. Checks and balances. The decision underscores the importance of the checks and balances system established by the Constitution. While it protects the president's ability to govern, it also clarifies that this immunity is strictly for official acts. This means that presidents are still accountable for personal misconduct or actions outside their official duties. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. 3. Accountability. For the average citizen, understanding that former presidents can be held accountable for their unofficial actions is essential. This ensures that no one is above the law, maintaining public trust in the legal and political systems. 4. Judicial oversight. The ruling highlights the role of the judiciary in interpreting the scope of presidential powers. By delineating the limits of immunity, the Supreme Court ensures that presidential powers are not unchecked, preserving the constitutional framework designed to prevent abuse of power. The Constitution at work. Article IIOF. The Constitution outlines the powers and responsibilities of the president. This ruling interprets these powers, emphasizing that actions within the constitutional duties are protected, but personal or unofficial actions are not. Separation of powers. The decision maintains the separation of powers by ensuring that the judiciary can still review actions of the executive branch to ensure they are within constitutional limits. Why it matters to you? Preserving democratic functioning. The decision aims to protect the presidency from constant litigation, allowing the president to focus on governance. This stability is crucial for effective leadership and national well-being. Accountability and oversight. While protecting certain presidential actions, the ruling does not exempt presidents from being accountable for personal conduct. This ensures that no one, not even a former president, is above the law for actions outside their official capacity. Public trust. This decision helps maintain trust in the executive branch by ensuring that the office is respected and its powers are clear and defined. Understanding these boundaries helps citizens trust that their leaders are both empowered and accountable. Conclusion. The Supreme Court's decision in Trump versus United States is a pivotal moment in constitutional law. It clarifies the extent of presidential immunity, balancing the need for effective governance with the necessity of accountability. For the average citizen, it underscores the ongoing relevance of the Constitution in defining and protecting the structure and function of our government. Understanding these principles helps us appreciate the Constitution's role in maintaining a balanced, fair, and accountable system of governance.